Lindsay Dentlinger continuing to monitor developments around Patricia de Lille's increasingly imperiled political future. Latest developments, Lindsay, first of all, what is the body that said they'd lost confidence in her ability to lead the city of Cape Town?
Good afternoon, John. Well, really, this is moving just on the hour since that Metro Regional Executive, that's the structure of the DA, which comprises the city caucus, branches, members from this Cape region. And they met last night to discuss these issues around Mayor Patricia de Lille and concluded that they no longer have confidence in her to run the city and have subsequently made recommendation to the provincial executive and the federal executive and the city caucus that she be removed from office.
How influential a body is it?
Well, they can only really make recommendations. They don't, at this time, have any powers to make her leave office. They can only recommend. I've spoken to the provincial leader, Bonginkosi Madikizela, who is being cautious about this matter. They meet on Monday, but he told me that he didn't want to preempt what the federal executive, which is the DA's highest decision-making body, what they might decide this coming Sunday when they also meet to discuss this matter, and would wait and see what would come out of that process before acting or responding in any way to that recommendation from the Metro executive.
And Patricia doesn't take long before she jumps into the fray, and she says it is not so that the body, properly constituted, has lost confidence in her, that they're making a statement on the basis of inadequate consultation, and the statement is simply another volley in factional warfare rather than something deep and meaningful.
Exactly. I have been trying to get back to the federal Metro executive to establish whether the Patricia de Lille's claims are in fact so. She says that she's been inundated with calls from members and branches saying that they weren't consulted before this decision was taken last night, and she says it also doesn't represent the city caucus because there's no record of them having met to discuss and give the regional executive a mandate to make this conclusion or finding about her.
And then poor old James Self, he also issues a media statement saying, please, please, will the members of the party stop taking positions on this in public? Leave it to us, and on Sunday we will discuss it. He's got a better chance of making a snowball in the city of Cape Town today.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He just issued a bit of a stern rebuke to tell everybody to keep their views to themselves for now.
Lindsay, it's looking extremely unlikely that Patricia de Lille is going to be able to keep the job unless she is able to convince a court that the process of her removal has been procedurally flawed in some way. It does appear as if momentum is building within the DA against her leadership of the city.
It definitely seems that way, but then again, we should also just continue to remember that there are factions, and just as there's this faction that wants her removed, she still suggests that she enjoys the support, you know, besides the residents of Cape Town, which is whom she says is the most important people whose support she needs to continue being the city's mayor, that they are also her supporters within the party itself. There's an online petition going on right now by by the MPL, Rodney Lenter.
Who has a long history with her in the ID. And
exactly,
so on,
yeah. And he's drumming up support for her. And there's also this greater, if we can call it a plot or sinister, these allegations at play. And in the latest response that Patricia de Lille has sent out, she says this increasing haste that the DA is moving at to try to get rid of her just puts paid to these rumors that there's this plot at play behind the scenes, this power play to remove her and replace her with the MEC Bonginkosi Madikizela, who, as you know, replaced her as the provincial lead in the DA. How exactly that would work is also a bit questionable because he's not even a councillor. So, you know, that would throw up a whole bunch of procedural things, but there's certainly that rumour also at play at the moment.
So what happens is that the federal executive meets on Sunday. It seems likely, how probable it is, but it seems more likely than not that they will ask her to resign. And then if she doesn't resign, a motion of no confidence is introduced. And at the moment, it looks as if that would be carried. And then she would have to deal with the fact that a motion of no confidence in her had been carried. And that would mean automatically she has to step aside unless she gets a court interdict.
It does mean that she would have to step aside. And the deputy mayor, in this case, Ian Nielsen, will have to step up. But that's also limited to a short period of time. You know, it cannot happen indefinitely. And the party will then have to go through processes to then elect a new mayor. So as you know, there is already a motion of no confidence already tabled, waiting to be
moving.
It appears unlikely that the DA would vote on that because I think they would want to remove somebody from their party in their own way and not on the back of an opposition motion. But certainly that would be, all indications are that Patricia de Lille's not going to give up and that it would have to come down to a vote of no confidence.
Thank you very much, Lindsay Dentlinger. I'm sure that between now and Sunday there will be further developments. Some of the people involved and some of the people not involved will have things to say, and we'll bring those to you. Kevin, you say Priscilla's exit will be messy. They don't know when to leave, when their time is up. Somebody who doesn't sign his or her text message says, please, Patricia, just go. She's now on her own mission and no longer cares about residents. Politicians never seem to know when they have reached their sell-by date. I am not sure if she is corrupt or not, but I do know she is not caring about Cape Town.